car got to? Can I get an address? I know it's Mehmet Aleph.
Oh,
43. Ula?
He did Ula?
No.
I guess.
He did Ula.
Yeah,
right.
He did not
do Rabo. Fine. So first white line, Mehmet Aleph. I'm Rabo Bo, Mishum Rab Chanina. It is better for a person to transgress an avera privately, doing an avera in public, besides the act of the avera, also is a chilul Hashem. It desecrates the name of Hashem. It shows that averas don't mean anything. And that's a chilul Hashem in itself. So if somebody eats treif in public, besides the avera of eating treif, and I pick treif as an example, besides the avera of eating treif, he shows that it's not so terrible to eat treif. That's a chilul Hashem. Now, if he has to do his treif, again, there's no sanctioning treif, and again, we'll see in a moment, there's no sanctioning treif, but at least he didn't do a chilul Hashem along with it. Chol shem shemai b'freshin, emar v'at, patient shor claim Hashem. Ish gilulav l'chu evdu, go serve your avodah zarah. V'achar e'sham chon shem v'shem malay, since the fact is you're not listening to me. But v'shem kachil e'sachalulu, but don't also add chilul Hashem.
How is the idea that
you walk away
people that
are in
Hashem?
What?
Constantly, do you think that...
It's okay. It's better than making a Hashem. Meaning, it's very nice to say, don't be afraid of people more than Hashem. So don't do the Avera. But don't not be afraid of people. Meaning, it adds an extra Avera. What you're saying is, and it's true, if a person doesn't have air in private, what he's saying is, I'm embarrassed to people, but I'm not embarrassed to Hashem. Terrible thing. But if you do that same avera in public, you're not embarrassed to people, you're not embarrassed to Hashem, but you've just made a chilul Hashem. So of the two, don't do the of the three, don't do the avera, and you won't have the issue. But that's something my Rabbi lawyer talking. If a person sees that his Yetzirah is strong against him, he should go to a person, to a place where nobody knows him, dress in black, which usually makes the person more humble. A person's clothing influences him. The fact that he dresses in black instead of other kinds of colors is a humbling fact. Yischasa Shchayrim covers over black. What difference is Yobashi Yischasa? I guess one is his shirt and one is his coat, the cloak that he throws over himself. Unless Rabbi Forman says differently. What does he say? That's what it is. But Yasa Kamashali Bechavitz. And let him do his Aveira. Bal Yechaz L'Shem Shemayim Befrasim. The same idea. Don't be Mechal Shem Shemayim Befrasim. Over here is a big Machlokes. Is it a heter v'yasa mashali b'chavetz? So there's two shittas in this. Some learn, of course, don't do the avera. But we're dealing with a person that's doing the avera. That's not an option on the table. If he asks us what to do, don't do the avera. It's a terrible thing to do. But that's the person not giving us that option. So of the two options left, it's better to do the avera in private. That's what some rishonim learn. Other Rishonim learn that the purpose of all this is not just to do the Avera in private, but to cause yourself not to do the Avera. If you do this, go to somewhere where nobody knows you, so automatically you feel more humbled when you don't know nobody knows you, and dress in black, that will prevent you, that's your shot at preventing the Avera. That's what Tosfos seems to say. But when the Gemara says, Yasim HaShalim B'chavetz, they learn, that is, he'll not want to do the Avera at that point. That's the idea. But again, it doesn't change the pshat of before, that it's better to do it in private than in public. But Rabbi Loa would not be saying, go do it in private. That's what the words seem to say. So some Rishonim learn, he's saying, if there's a no choice, do it in private. And some Rishonim learn, this is an idea to keep you from doing it. So when he says, V'yasim ha'shali b'chav, it's to make sure that you won't want to do the Avera. That's how Tysus brings down from Avera Chananel. Yes, doctor.
Rishis, I'm not certain if this is a question. Actually, there may be a sad answer to this in Rabbi Foreman's notes. But there's another instance where that tefillin was dressed all in black. I'm trying to remember who it was, but one of the Rabbanim was walking past the Reish Galusa's house, and the guards of the Reish Galusa threw him in dungeon.
Right, that's why I'm Baba Gama.
Thank you. So is there a relationship between the haberdashery and that one?
It does. No, I didn't see anybody make the relationship. Rashi says, Yo b'shchayrim, shloyira atma b'chvaydoi. Shouldn't be dressed in an honorable way. Now that Gemara is saying that was a sign of avelus, which is also not a sign of an honorable way. But it's the same idea. It's humbling. Perhaps his heart will soften. And even if he sins, people don't view him as chashuv. Should dress in a way that people look. Hi, I'm in the middle of giving shir. Fine.
When we're trying to find dimyon to what we had before, why would we're trying to bring a raya to what we had before, not to do it
first of all, it doesn't say that. There's no mention here that it's a raya. This Gemara says something that sounds similar. The question is, the Gemara uses language different than the before. There we said it's better to do it besides than to do it before. Here it's saying go somewhere, v'yasa mashali b'chafetz. What do those words mean? V'yasa mashali b'chafetz. We can't tell the guy do what you want.
There's no other option to do it.
Again, the machlokes is Rishayna.
I like the question.
Thank you. I think it should be entered in note upstairs in Shemayim that you vote for that shot. Now it's one vote against none. Rabbi Chananel votes against you.
Baptizes. His voting worth at least two.
Okay, very good. Ain Eisen Weiter. Talk to Gemara Weiter. Ain't he? It's not that way. But Tanya, we learn culturally, Chasa quite kind of loosely of Vadli Eilam. Is somebody who doesn't show that he cares about the covenant of Hashem is better off not being born. Mahi, what does he do wrong? Rabbi Amazam is stakul bekeshes, looking at a rainbow, because the pasuk says, Kamari Shechina is Kamari Hakeshes. So someone who stares at a rainbow is like not recognizing the fact that this looks like the Shechina and he shouldn't be staring at it. And if Yitzhak Amar, by the way, it didn't say not to look at a rainbow. Be very careful. Mistako doesn't mean look. Mistako means stare.
Well, you have to look.
You say you look and you look away. You don't sit there and stare at it. And Rabbi Yitzhak Amar says, Iver Beseser. And Rabbi Yitzhak says, that's somebody that does a fire privately. That's Einachas HaKoyt Kainai. And here we're saying it's better to do it in private. The Gemara Loikash, the Matzikai of the Yitzray, Hodle Matzikai of the Yitzray. A person who can control himself and does Averis privately shows, like Dr. Harris said before, he doesn't care about the Rabbi Shlalom, cares about people. The person who can't control himself is better off doing it in private. That's what I answered you before, that's what the Gemara is saying. Rashi? No Rashi. Tanan Hasam. Now, this is not a Mishnah. So some learn that's a Braisa. Others want to learn it refers to the Mishnah that says, in others, Kamachal Shem Shemayim B'Seser Nifra Mimenu B'Goloi. That's what the Mishnah does say in Perek Dalet, in others. So some want to learn, this is a reference to that Mishnah, but the Gemara is quoting a different pshat in that Mishnah. Very unusual that the Gemara will quote a Mishnah not exactly the way it's written. That's why some learn it's not a Mishnah. And they learn it's supposed to be Tanya Hasam. But others want to say, the Gemara is paraphrasing a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kamachal Shem Shemayim, this is Tysus over here, Kamachal Shem Shemayim B'Seitz in the Froh Memenu B'Golui, and the Gemara is paraphrasing by saying, Ein Makifim B'Kilu Hashem. There's no Hakafah, and we don't know what that word means, B'Kilu Hashem. Echad Shaygig, Ve'echad Mezid. Both Shaygig and Mezid, there's no Hakafa. Correct the Gemara, my A Makifin. What does A Makifin mean? Omar Marzutra, Shayn Eisen Kichambani. There's no credit. No credit, meaning this is an Aveira, Rachman al-Lutzman, if a person does, that there is, I have to be very careful. I'm going to touch it, push him shot, but I'm going to deal with this in its practical aspect, which I, hard for me to answer, but I will try. Push him shot means no credit. Let's learn Rashi says, as soon as the person does it, he gets punished. There is no Erech HaPayim. There is no waiting for the person to do tshuva for this. This is an Aveira that Hashem collects right away. Not like a storekeeper that's willing to extend credit. A lashon of a makifin, a lashon of a kafa, which means credit. No credit. Bekel Hashem. That's the Pasha Taich in the Gemara. The Yaivet says that's true by tzaddikim. Tzaddikim that do a chil Hashem, automatically the punishment comes, Rahman al-Husan, I have to be very careful, fast. Because Chil Hashem is a terrible Aveira, and they're in a Madrega, that their Chil Hashem is in a much higher level. Tzadik makes something. Mashenka is somebody that's a rush at all the time. There's no rush to punish him. There is more of an Erech HaBayim than there is in by a Tzadik. That's what the Yaivet says. Rashi. Ain't nice like a Chambani. Hamakif La'adam Pamim Rabbis. He gives credit many times. The Gaivet called the Kweis of Yachad, and at the end, collects it all together. Ain't oisin kachma ma'ilu mechal l'Hashem, ela nifron miyad, they punish right away. That's one shot name I keep him. My brain drives on to my loymer, shemaysh shkula mecharas. He learns a different shot. He learns it means that if there is a person is half and half, Chil Hashem makes that half of Averis go down lower, meaning is machras, it tilts the scale. Chil Hashem is an Aveira that can tilt the scale. And this leads us to something we'll be discussing later today. We have no way, the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Teshuva, of figuring out where we are in this world. Because we don't know what each mitzvah is worth and what Aveira can do damage. We have no way of being shekel what something is worth and what something is not worth. The only one that can be shaykh was the Rabbi Nishlam, so the Rambam says. So, a person might think of himself, oh, I'm a tzaddik, I do many more mitzvahs than Averis. True, or Mir Hashem, we hope everybody's a tzaddik, but that's not the point. We don't know what those Averis count vis-a-vis the mitzvahs. Many things go into the cheshbon, and there's no human, the Rambam says, that can make that cheshbon. Only the Rabbi Nishlam can make that cheshbon. So if it happens to be that it is 50-50, which again, no human can know, Chil Hashem makes it not 50-50. One of those Averis on the negative scale, the detriment side, is Chil Hashem, then it's not going to be even. That's how they learned this halacha of Ein Makifin B'Chil Hashem.
Yeah, but if you do keep it out one of the five, you got to...
Again, this is where we become very dangerous. Because that's saying, I know which one can do more than others.
So you're saying, if you're 50-50 exactly, we learned this week, that if you do one of those big ones, then you're good. Even if it's 50-50. We learned if you keep it out, the other one, even 50-50, it puts you over the edge.
That's right.
So this is saying the same, one of the scholars, but it's the other way.
Correct.
So
no, but look at it this way. What if the Kibbutz made it 50-50? Maybe it wasn't 50-50.
I'm talking about the case where it is 50-50.
Again, that's why I'm saying only the Rabbi Shalom makes this mess, can make this way. Again, we have no, it's a Rambam. The Rambam Beferi says, no human being can say, I'm a 50-50. He can't say it. He can say, I might be a 50-50. That's going to be the next Gemara. But he can't say he should view himself as 50-50. Gemara's going to say that. But he cannot say, I know where I am. There's no way. The only way a person will find that is at the very end. At the very end. We have no idea. I once heard a marshal from somebody, and I thought it was a good marshal, and again, you might disagree with the marshal, it's fine. I heard it from a batchan. A batchan is somebody who says graman and a chasana by the chassidim, they have mitzvah tans at the end, and they have Grahman, and the guy makes jokes, and everybody laughs. That's part of the thing. So they asked him to be a batchan at a relative's chasen in Eretz Yisrael. So he agreed. So he was doing batchanas on the phone. But they muted everybody over there. So he could not get any reaction from the crowd. He had no idea whether his jokes were falling flat or not falling flat. Usually, you read the crowd. You get response from the crowd. It either encourages you to go one way or the other way. He had none. And he did this for 45 minutes. Zero reaction from the crowd. It was very difficult for him. And then he said he chopped that that's really what happens every day by us. We get no response. There's a mute button there. We're not getting any response to tell us how our mitzvahs are doing, how our Averus Rachmana Litzlan are doing. We have no response. Somebody called him from Eretz Yisrael after he finished and said, what a beautiful thing. The island was so into it. It was gewaldig. He had no way of knowing. They muted it. He said that he felt, this Batchan said, that this is the way my thing is. I do mitzvahs. I have no idea. Is it good? Is it not good? I do the mitzvahs correctly. I not do the mitzvahs correctly. There's very little response. That's the fact. The Gemara is telling us that this is a terrible Avera, it's Machria. But we still don't know exactly where any person stands to be able to say, this is where I'm holding. You don't know. We hope for the best. We try our hardest, Bill.
Often things happen. You can see the Hashem. When you do something,
So what happens?
What does that prove? Proves that everybody loves you.
Yeah.
And that's true at any point.
We don't know.
We don't know. Oh, there is Yad Hashem. No way. Chas v'shalom. He runs the world. Does a great job. He runs the world. You know, I follow the news sometimes, and then when I leave town, I have no access. And I come back, the world is still standing. You know, whether I followed it or I didn't follow it, the world's the same. Nobody needed me. I don't know, since Sunday I left, so I didn't come back to listen. I didn't know what was happening. And the world went on. You know what I mean? The Rebbe Hashem did not need my help at all. He did a fine job. Yes?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The world is, working on ending.
Whatever it is, that's the Rebbe Hashem's plan.
People have always had this fascination with eschatology. This is something which you know already, which is it has to be that way, which is because otherwise you're forced.
I'm not arguing.
Neither am I.
Yeah. Rashi. Don't you ask Hashem, Hashem, Kaf, Mitznayim, Shkula. If the scale was equal, v'yesh bech Ravon, Shkula, Hashem, if one of the Averis, it's an unbelievable Rashi, if you know it, not that the Averis is Shkula, Hashem, in one of the Averis, there was also Chilul Hashem. Meaning, Treif is Treif. Treif with Chilul Hashem is different. It's a different level Treif. Avodah Zarah is Chilul Hashem in its essence. There's Chilul Hashem in essence. You do something that desecrates Hashem's name. Then there's an Avera of Treif that can be that has an additional aspect of Chilul Hashem. So then the treif is Machriya Sakaf L'chayva. The Chilul Hashem in the treif is Machriya Sakaf L'chayva. V'ay Makifin Loshin Iyuni. It's like to check it out. When you have two boils on a lung, you don't compare them to each other. Each one is treated by itself. Like a treifus. Or Ikvinu V'idmu. He put them close to each other and they looked alike. So Ikvinu can be a Loshin of being Ma'ayin. Shemakrim Zuei Tzu Ma'ayinim Daimus. And he checks if they're equal.
So having that Avera Treif, having with El Hashem, makes the Treif worse.
Much worse. Yes, you just had it.
No, but I don't, it's not matter. Mm-hmm. Meaning, and if it would be considered separate with El Hashem by itself, your Treif here is two Averas. What's called if it makes the Treif worse or makes a separate? Why didn't
Rebbe
make a big thing out of
it? I don't have a Rambam here. If I had a Rambam of Hilchos Tshuva, I would read you the difference. They don't have a Rambam here for me, so I can't help you. What do you get? Rambam Chelek Aleph. Mada.
We're going to make the quota?
The Rambam is clear about this. That's why I'm saying this. I'm on Perek Aleph as tshuva.
And then it makes it worse?
You'll see what the Rambam says. No, he didn't go to the bookstore. He went to the bookshelf. He did a chesed. That's what he did. He had a lot of kahanim here. I can't ask people to go. You know what I mean? Is he coming back? Is he having it? If you don't find, tell him. If he doesn't find it, then we'll go move on. I was careful because Rashi was. Yesh be'echad avayin nischu Hashem. Rashi says that. You couldn't find it? Okay, so far, don't worry about it.
How's it possible?
What do you mean? He did tchil Hashem in public. He did trafe in public.
Oh, it was a Rambam thing.
Oh, okay. Is it possible? I don't know where they came from. So I think of my advice. I guess you have to go to the bookstore. Right. Tana Rabbana. L'aylam yira adam es atzmai kilu chetzi chaya v'chetzi zakai. A person should learn how to value his actions. And one of the ways to value, to learn the value of your actions, is to recognize its impact. And the way you recognize that is if you view yourself as 50-50, you're machshir of every single thing you do, because this might make the difference. You don't know that you're chetzi zakeh v'chetzi chayev, but you might be. And therefore, your action impacts your whole metziah. Ashrav, he is fortunate. Shekriya Atzma Lekav Schos. Av Ravei Rachas, Oyla Shekriya Satzma Lekav Choyva. Shinamar, V'choyte Echad, Yoyva Toyva Harbe. A person, one sin, can make a person look a lot, lose a lot of good. Shukhek Tichid Yishar Chata, Oyvid Mimenu Toyva Sarbe. So you learn the chshivas of every action by its impact, and the person has to view himself as a 50-50, therefore he gets them, it's easier to understand the impact of an action when a person is 50-50. Now, the truth is, even if you're 90-10, there's an impact of the action. But it's hard to impress upon the person the impact of that action.
Are most people 50-50?
It doesn't say that. I have no idea. I'm not going to speculate. I mean, this is my question. I'm not getting involved in that. The Gemara is not talking about that. The Gemara is saying how a person is supposed to view themselves.
When you got to there with the machlokas of people might be.
It doesn't say anything here about that.
It doesn't say anything here. Okay, so.
So that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Blazer Reb Shimon Eimer.
I mean, if you look at yourself a little bit worse than that, you might give up.
Yeah. Can be either way. Again, a guy that doesn't have any money, he owes $10,000, and somebody offers him a dollar, doesn't make much of an impact. But if a guy needs one more dollar to get that thing paid, that dollar is very valuable.
But the bottom line is...
The bottom line is a dollar is a dollar.
I don't know, Dr. Schwab and others, this past week, every Avera and Mitzvah you get paid for.
Yes.
So,
by the way, it was that way before the past week. Been that way since Kibbutz Eilam.
But I didn't understand it that way.
Right.
So it was my order. But the bottom line is, what does it matter?
I'm trying to figure out what you mean by that.
Now, what does it matter? So let's say because Hashem's not going to be mitzvah in law.
It makes a difference to your sky, your standing. Is the person a tzaddik? Is the person a rasha? They treat Ritzayim and tzaddikim differently.
It's called Gehenna.
Really?
Yes.
To try and clarify Evan's question, because he asked exactly what I was going to ask, which is, it's an item of faith that every single Avera is punished and every single mitzvah is rewarded. It's unclear to me, and also we know that salvation can come in instant, Rebbe Lozov and Levitabeth. What is the practical implication, other than one should always view himself and in a way that he does not
What is the practical implication?
The practical implication.
Yeah. And everyone is going to get full reward for every mitzvah and full punishment for every avera. So
the answer is, the Rabbeinu Shalom judges tzaddikim and rishonim differently. Where the punishment is given, how the punishment is given, what the schar is given, all those things have to do with a person's standing, or whether he's a tzaddik or a rasha.
But what does that have to do with how I view myself?
Therefore, if I want to be on the tzaddik side of things, which will impact the way I am treated, I have to understand that every single action can make a difference in that. Therefore, I machshav my actions more. It doesn't change. It changes my view of every action that I do. And mela, I'll be much more careful. If a person would realize that his action might affect the whole way he's viewed upstairs, then it makes a difference in his...
If you're, it's a close game, every move you make, if you're up against 20 points, okay, you can let your guard down a little bit.
I believe it's Balatosis on Chumash that you quoted to me once about 20 years ago, that a person whose garments are clean takes more care of their garments.
Correct. It's about Daf Gainim and Parsh Vayikra. That is true. What? Again, I just quoted it from Daf Gainim. It's the same insight. But, again, all I'm saying is, when a person realizes the impact of his actions, he's more careful. We're humans.
But the problem I have with what you just said, I mean, it may have just been a light phraseology, but the problem I have with what you said is that you class tzidkus and rishus as a matter of self-apprehension rather than something which is a state judged by the Rebbeinu Shalom.
It is a state judged by the Rebbeinu Shalom, but in order for me to value every action, a person should realize that state can be decided by one action.
This is an extreme statement I want to make, but if we machab a tzaddik, how do we know he's a tzaddik?
You don't. Truth is you do, but let's say you don't.
This is the bottom line.
No, who knows if this chas v'shalom the tzaddik as his or everything.
Again, if that's what you're worried about, we're in bad shape.
I said it's an extreme question.
No, it's not an extreme question, it's a mistake. Because Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. See, all these questions are great when there's no Rebbeinu Shalom. But since there is, he makes sure that the world is, decisions are made by people sent or tzaddikim.
We're not mistaken when we see a tzaddik and we're mechabed him.
That we make a mistake? Yes, we've made a mistake a number of times. Is it common to make a mistake? Probably not. We don't know. We don't know what's going on by every person.
It could be by anybody and everybody.
You look at a person, the way he acts, you assume that he's real, that's all. I think we're off the subject. Let's move on. Let's move on. Rebbe Lez?
Isn't that the bottom line?
I said, Rebbe Lez runs the world. He makes sure that things run smoothly.
You want to be judged by the Sadeh. So
you better remember from Rachmanis. True. The Blessed Rav Shimon Eimer. Al Harubai. Vayadn Yadn Al Harubai. He adds that the world is judged by its majority. Not only himself, but the whole world might be tilted L'Kav. Which, as Rabbi Weimer just said, makes a midas hadin when the world is l'kav chayva. Shenamei v'chayt ha'echad, yai v'tay v'harbei. Mishu chayt yichidi sh'avad, sh'asa zeh, avad mimenu mikol ha'olam, tay v'harbei. He made himself and the whole world lose a lot of good.
Why?
Because he tilted the world, and there's a midas hadin when the world is rav chayv. Rashi. Like half tzaddikim chassidim, mechtzav rishon. Now Rashi is saying different than Pasha types in the Gemara. Again, Rashi is Pasha types in the Gemara. But Rashi is stressing a different point. Rashi is not saying, view the world as 50% schusim and 50% averis, and you're going to tilt the scale in the number of mitzvahs and number of averis. That's in the person themselves. In the world, Rashi says, view the people as their 50% of the world are tzaddikim. Not that they're 100% chusim, that they are tzaddikim, and 50% of the world is rishoyim. And the person can make it more than 50% if he is a tzaddik, which means his mitzvahs outweigh his averis, then the world has a majority of tzaddikim. And that's ma'ir midas harachmim. And if chas v'shalom he makes the avera, they're now more rishoyim in the world. Rashi does not say they're more chusim and more averis. Rashi's talking people when he talks about the world. When he talks about a person themselves, he talks chusim and averis. And he says, when a person does a mitzvah, he makes himself a tzaddik. And if he does an averi rachman al-litvan, he makes himself a rasha. That has to do with the way the Rabbi Nishlam is shaykel, which again, we have no human, impossible for a human to know. Now Rashi says a new thing. When you view the world, it has to do with Midas Hadin and Midas Harachmim. It has to do with how the Rabbi Nishlam judges his world, how he approaches the world, Kaviyachol. So are there more tzaddikim in the world, or are there more rishoyim? Not more schusim and more averis. More tzaddikim or more rishoyim. By this person becoming a tzaddik or a rasha, he might make the difference between there being more tzaddikim or more rishoyim. That's how Rashi translates it. I wasn't saying my own shot. Rashi says, "Kol olam shaku kemechze tzaddikim v'chasidim," like the 50% of that, umechze rishoyim. And therefore, he can make it roiv tzaddikim or roiv the other way. Again, I have no idea. That, I said, no. I have no, yes, they are to a certain extent, but we don't know how to be shaykel these things. And therefore, we will not comment on practical effect of this. I don't know. The Rambam says, I don't know. He doesn't know. So why should I know?
He asked a question about
Goyim? He talks about the world. Doesn't talk about Goyim. There are Goyim in this world.
And the effect is,
you don't know. The Rambam says that it is impossible for a human being to know how to be shaykel mitzvahs and averis.
That's true.
So is this part about the whole world being good, bad? What do we do about it?
If you're doing it, realize the impact of your maisa. The whole Gemara here is for one purpose.
It's telling you to.
Exactly.
So we're using people in Nigeria.
What did I say?
Biafra, a part of this club?
Hey, we're not learning geography now.
Kenya?
Where is Biafra?
Anyway.
Where is Biafra?
You're Kenya.
No, it's probably like 50 years ago.
So wait a minute, it's still there. That's where he was going next week.
Why all Africa? Why not Myanmar? Why not Paraguay?
No, I'm serious. Well, what? It said that.
Again, I'm trying to be as nice as possible. I don't know the answer.
It says Olam. What's Olam?
Right, the Olam means the world. Kabbalti Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Weinberg, that's why in Rosh Hashanah, it says, Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun. Why doesn't a person personalize it? His ksiv on Rosh Hashanah is imani echya imani amos. Why do we make it sound like it's Rosh Hashanah yikasevun to mi yichya mi amos? It's a very personal thing. Imani echya ani amos. So he says this Gemara because it affects the world. There might be a person that dies because the person did an avera, because it made the world totally malicious, and therefore there's a midas sadin, and therefore a person dies. Whereas if this person would have tilted the world to midas harachmim, that person might not have died. So everybody is responsible not necessarily for himself, but also for mi yechya and mi yamas. It might be his actions that have that effect in a roundabout way, not a direct way, but an indirect way. It makes responsibility much more, it's what the Gemara is trying to say. Person becomes responsible not only for himself, but for the world. For those people in Nigeria and in Niger and Biafra. Yes, doctor.
Number one, you know, thank you for that piece from the Rosh Hashanah of the Rabbah. Number two, Pshat and Rashi, I mean, the way you interpret Rashi was by head count.
You know, I have a job. My job is to read Rashi, not to tell Rashi what to say.
I would suggest
you made it sound like I interpreted Rashi that way.
The famous Gemara that tzaddikim are ranked, that each one sits in his own hut.
Right.
Some are closer, some are farther, so there is no equality, tzaddik to tzaddik. So
yep.
Rashi can't mean that.
Well, again, it's not true. Rashi can mean what he says. Let me try to explain, and I don't want to spend all day on this, but let me try my best. No, it's a Rashi. There are different madregas in tzaddikim. Unfortunately, there are different madregas in Rishoyim. But what Rashi's saying, and not necessarily would everyone agree, is that having a majority of tzaddikim, no matter what level there are, makes the world be looked at one way, and having a majority of Rishoyim, no matter what level they are, makes the world be looked, not the individual. The individual is judged according to his rank of tzaddik or his rank of Rasha. But the world is judged, according to Rashi, by majority tzaddikim, majority Rishoyim. Nothing to do with the individual. You're right. Every tzaddik gets a different amount of schar depending on how much of a tzaddik he is. But if a person is 50.1% chusim, he's a tzaddik. Now, the guy that's 99.1% chusim is a much bigger tzaddik, and he'll have a much bigger chelik in Olam Haba. But it has nothing to do with how we tilt the world.
I mean, I understand.
This is what Rashi says. I can't help it.
But I cannot believe that B'nai Yeshua, someone does not say that what Rashi means is such and such, because...
Again, I didn't look around, I'll be honest. I read Rashi. To me, Rashi talked, and I accepted it. If you want to look around and see if anybody says that Rashi didn't mean it, or if you want to take an eraser and a pen and do it yourself, again, I can only read what Rashi says, and that was Rashi says. Right. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, man. This next Gemara, if you thought it was difficult till now, wait for the next Gemara. I'm happy we only have 12 minutes. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, man. Afilu tzaddik gomer. I'm going to read to the Mishnah, and I'd like no questions till we get to the Mishnah. In fact, there's only two little Rashis, so I'm going to read the Gemara and the Rashi, and then I'll let. That's for sure going to happen. Afilu tzaddik gomer kol yomav. Person's a tzaddik gomer. Now, gomer means complete tzaddik. What that means, I don't know. But whatever it means, umarad v'achroina, and at the end, he rebelled. He became a Rasha. Ibid is rishaynus. He loses the first actions. Shenamar, tzidkas hatzadik lo tatzilenu b'yoyim pishay. The righteousness of the tzaddik will not save him on the day of his sin. Meaning, if he becomes a pesheya, if he reclassifies himself, the fact that till now he lived as a tzaddik, gomer, will not help him. Afilu rasha gomer kol yamav. V'asa tshuva v'achroina. A maskirin lo yeshuv rishai. There's no mention of his rishis. Shenamar, v'rishis ha-rasha le-yikasha b'yam shuvim v'rishai. The wickedness of the rasha will not be a stumbling block on the day he does tshuva. Rashi? No Rashi. There's no Rashi up to here. So Rav Chana Wasserman asked the kasha, so what's the chiddush of tshuva? If it works both ways, so what's the chiddush of tshuva? If we say that a person never loses his chusim, but his averis can be removed, so then it's a great difference with what tshuva does. But if you're telling me that the same happens in both directions, so then what's the big deal about tshuva? Rachmana litzlan, the other way, it works the same way. What's the milas ha-tshuva? Now, I don't remember what Rabbi Chanan answers. or where I saw another answer. One answer sticks in my mind. I prepared this at a time that I was not able to look up Rabbi Chanan. At least I don't know if I have the Rabbi Chanan in my house, but that's not the point. And that is that there's two parts to tshuva. There's the part of tshuva that you're classified as a tzaddik or as a rasha. And then there's the part of tshuva that it erases the avera and the person doesn't get punished for it, or the punishment is less severe. And the whole approach to the person is this avera is getting erased, some completely, some partially, some yisurim, oh, whatever is mechaper. That only happens by averas. By mitzvahs, the person will get schar for every mitzvah that he did. All that happens is he's not viewed as a tzaddik anymore. He became a rasha. So now he's judged as a rasha who did all those mitzvahs. Now the Gemara is going to explain in a moment that this is only true if he has charat on the mitzvahs that he did. If he's sorry he did those mitzvahs, then he loses the classification of being a tzaddik. He still will get rewarded. Those mitzvahs are not wiped away. But he won't be viewed as a tzaddik, he'll be viewed as a rasha who did a lot of mitzvahs. And his schar will be given to Elam Hazeh, his schar will be given whatever it is. It'll be a different kind. The Russia, not only will he not be viewed as a Russia, but Shuvah takes away the Avera completely. He can get away without getting punished for each Avera. It can be erased. I remember that answer. Was it Rabbi Chanan that says it or somebody else that says it? I don't remember. I don't want to misquote. But that's the thing. Pek the Gemara. V'nevi kemech tzavayinus emech tzuyus. Okay, granted he became a Russia, but why do we say he's a Russia? He still has a lot of chutzim. So you want to be bad, harsh on the guy? Make him 50-50. I'm Rosh Lakish B'tayal Rishaynus, because he's changing his mind. He's mischarit that he did the mitzvahs. So therefore, he can't be classified as a 50-50. He can't be classified as a tzaddik. He will get rewarded for those actions, the way I remember the answer. But he will get rewarded as a Russia gets rewarded, not as a tzaddik gets rewarded. I do want to add a mashal I heard from one of my chaverim, which I always use. And the question is asked, it's not fair. Mr. Tzaddik puts on tefillin, he will get schared in Olam Haba. And Mr. Russia puts on tefillin, and he will get paid back in Olam Hazeh. It's not the same currency. No amount of pleasure in Olam Hazeh can equal a second Olam Haba. So how do you say it's fair? It's not fair. The bottom line, again, I'm asking the question, I'm not posking here. The bottom line is, he's not getting the same amount of reward. And not that the Rosh is getting the same amount of reward as the Tzaddik. He's not. So, I mean, again, the Gemara says it clearly. Rosh for his chusim gets rewarded in this world. The Tzaddik gets rewarded in the next world. It's like one guy is getting $1 trillion and one guy is getting $10. The difference is even further apart. So, how is that? So, my friend said a mashal. This is the way I always explain it. I say over. You walk over to a guy, you say that to me, okay? And you say to me, I love you, you do such a great job getting shear. My cone says you said the best shear in the world, right? So, and here is tickets to the ballet. I'm rewarding you to the ballet. I got you tickets to see the ballet. I look at the guy and I say, like, you know, the garbage can is right there. Chelik. If you don't appreciate ballet, giving a guy tickets to the ballet is not schar. You want to give me a present, you give me tickets to the ballet, you're wasting your time and your money and your effort because it means zero to me. If you give a rasha, I'll give you Olam Haba, not shayach to kedusha. He's not shayach to appreciate that kind of schar. Person has to be able to appreciate kedusha. Not if he doesn't have kedusha in his system. It's exactly it. So even though the person will give ballet tickets to somebody who appreciates ballet, and to somebody who doesn't appreciate ballet, he'll give him a coupon to buy $50 by Unger's. He can't do it any other way. Because one appreciates something and one doesn't appreciate something. Person who lives with no kedusha can't appreciate kedusha. That's the reason. So it's not that the Rebbeinu Shem is willing to give him a schar. He won't be schar for him. For him, it's ballet. Kach, mekabladi, for my friend, let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi. When the heavy tzaddik shemarad, kamech tzavainis, kamech tzavainis, kamech tzavainis, kamech tzavainis, v'tayya mischarit al kol atayya b'sha'asa, he's mischarit and all good that he did. Yes, doctor.
I would point out that we say on every Yantiv, Rosh Chodesh, and various others exactly what your friend said, which is, if you were drowning and I threw you a life saver, I don't think I'd need to tell you to be happy. So this one is, you know, just a straight shot. You know, thank you.
Yeah, again, that was his muscle. I always say it over. I think it's a wonderful muscle. But it defines Rabbi Hashem gives a person schar the way he likes. The Velt says from Shashom Shvadran, that Alam Haba is the duty, he said, I heard it from him. A guy spends Friday night, he relaxes on his easy chair, and he has Yated, HaMishpacha, the Medea, Ami, whatever else you can come up with, sitting next to him, and Garinim, I guess in Eretz Yisrael, that's a big deal, Garinim on the other side. He gets that Muhammad, they'll give him an easy chair with all the magazines and a limitless supply of Garinim. That's his enjoyment. That's how he sits down and enjoys himself. So I heard it from Shom. So that'll be his Alam Haba. Relax, Alam Haba. Give him an easy chair, a stack of magazines, limitless, and a stack of Garinim, and he can sit there and eat Garinim and read the magazine.
But deep inside,
what but that's what it is. If you don't appreciate a shear, the other Bali Musa say, Alam Haba is a shear. What do you do by shear?
But deep inside, a person wants the Rebbe Shear on tape. He wants that. Deep inside, that's what he wants.
Deep inside, he doesn't appreciate it.
Deep inside, he appreciates it. Just that, unfortunately,
then why do we pray that? Anyway, that's the way I take it, leave it, do whatever you want. Everybody have a